Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Well, glory to God. Are you ready? God's got some things for us tonight. And so tonight we're going to start in 1 John chapter 1. So turn there. We're going to look at some things tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't get quiet on me, okay?
All right.
1 John chapter 1, and we're going to start with verse 5. Says this, "This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light." Say that with me. Say, God is light.
God is light.
You're not very convincing tonight. Amen. And in him, there is no darkness at all. None. Amen. Verse 6, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth." You're not practicing what the word says. Amen. If you're allowing darkness to seep into your life, and there are all kinds of opportunities for that to happen. So it's not like it's going to be a major setback. It's just there all the time. Amen. But it says that we have to, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Now this is verse 7, which is what I'm wanting to get to. But if, conditional, amen, you have to do something. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we're thanking you tonight that the anointing is here. The anointing is on your word. The anointing is in your people's thoughts, in their ears, in their spirits, Lord. And we're going to receive in Jesus' name. Amen? Yes. So tonight, that's what I'm wanting to talk about, walking in the light.
Right.
Hallelujah. Walking in the light of God. Walking in the light of God's word. Walking in the light that the Spirit of God is transcending out of you. Amen? And so it's really, really important for us to understand. It says here again in verse 7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light. So we've got to walk in the same light that God has. Not a different light. We got to walk into full illumination of God. Do you see that? Amen. It says that if we do this, then we can fellowship with each other. Hallelujah. How many times have you prayed and you just didn't feel like you were getting anywhere? Well, I'll be the first to admit that. Amen. Well, why is that? Because I probably was praying prayers of unbelief. Amen. Praying prayers that God can't get into. See, he can only get into what he's spoken. And what really makes him happy is when you and I speak the same thing. Amen. That we're saying the same thing that he's saying. Not something else. You know, I've caught myself more than once saying something that I know did not line up with God's word. It just didn't. There's no way it could have. Amen. It was just a mixture of me, a mixture of, my thoughts, and mixture of fear, and all these things all, mixed in together. And whenever I spewed them out, to be real blunt about it, it was almost like vomit to God. Sorry. But that's about what it sounds like.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Hallelujah. But we can have fellowship with him whenever we walk in the light as he is light. Perfection in everything. Well, I can't walk like that. Yeah. Well, I know you can't in yourself. I can't in myself. But we can in him. We can if we allow him to teach us how to do it. Amen. And not be, oblivious to what he's doing. He's always speaking And he's always speaking to each and every one of us. But we've got to be listening. Amen? And the only way we can listen is if we are tuned in to who he is and what he is saying. Amen. We've got to do it that way. Praise God. Amen. You know, it says this in Amos 3:3. It says, how can two walk together unless they are agreed? You can't walk with God if you're, you know, kicking against the goad, so to speak. You can't walk with God. You can't hear from God. You can't do the things that God has for you to do if you are contrary to what his word has said. Amen. Praise God. So whenever Amos said that, you know, how could you ever do it? How can you have a conversation with someone if they're adamantly opposed to everything you're saying? Amen? That's a pretty tough conversation to keep up, isn't it? You know, you just feel like throwing up your hands and walking away because it's, you know, it's not going to work. Amen? But how much better is it whenever you're talking to someone and they're in total agreement with what you're saying? Amen. That's an easy one. And that's the same way with God. That whenever we're walking into light as he is light and we are agreeing with everything he's saying, he can speak more to us in three sentences than we could ever get at any other time. Thinking about our situations, thinking about the trials, thinking about all the things that are going wrong in our lives. Amen. Because why? We're not focused on him anymore. We're focused on ourselves. We're focused on how bad it is for us. Probably none of you are like that, but I've been like that. You know, you get that, you know, you get that woe is me feeling. Yeah. And you just want everybody else to feel your pain. Amen? And if they aren't quite getting it, then you'll explain a little bit more until they do.
I understand this.
Yeah, yes. You understand what I'm saying. We've got to understand that we've got to be in agreement with him. We've got to be in total agreement with him. Do you see that? Amen? That word agreed there means to make an appointment or to meet at a set time. Amen. Well, what's a good set time when you're praying? That'd be a good time to get in with God, to allow him to speak to you, and you quit doing so much talking. I have a hard time with that. Because for some reason, I just don't think God understands everything I'm going through. Yeah, you know, you understand what I'm saying, you know. But we could get a lot more, you know, there's time, and I don't know, God speaks to me at all kinds of different times and everything, you know, not necessarily in time of prayer, but I could just be going about doing something, and all of a sudden he says something to me that I needed to hear. Amen? It's really a cool thing that he'll, you know, interrupt your thinking there to bring you something that is going to help you. Praise God. So it means to meet at a set time. Amen. We've got to understand that when God wants to say something, he wants to say it now. He wants you to be ready to receive it now. Amen. Not some other time. Not, well, you know, I got to pray and, you know, get myself ready to receive it. No, he wants you to be walking into light all the time so that anytime he says something, you're ready to receive it. Instantaneously. No effort. Amen? You know, laboring in prayer is not God's idea of talking with him. You understand what I'm saying? What do you mean laboring in prayer? Well, you know, you've got so many pressures going against you. You just keep yelling and screaming and squalling and bawling. I did that whenever I first got, you know, born again. It was pathetic. Amen. I do something wrong and I just fall on my bed. Jesus. Lord, how can you even do anything with me? He's just up there. Oh, yeah. Lord.
Jesus wept.
Yeah, amen. Jerry wept. You're so, as you know, it doesn't get anything done. Amen. So you missed the mark. Okay, big deal. Well, it is a big deal. Okay. Well, I mean, it's not.
Whoa, here, what are you preaching?
Let me finish, okay? It's a big deal, amen, that it happened, but it's not so big a deal that God can't handle it. Amen. I did that okay, right?
You're okay.
All right.
Keep going.
He was starting to X my name out of the membership of the church. Amen. But we got to understand that when God wants to speak to us, we may not be in perfect harmony, but we should be around.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We should be around. He shouldn't have to send out a search party for us. You know, AWOL. Where's he at? Well, I haven't seen him for a while. You understand what I'm saying? You know, but if we don't start to change some things in ourselves, and that's really what I'm talking about. Walking into light means that you and I are changing. God never changes. Amen? But we have to change. We have to do some things. We have to, improve, groom, be readily available. Amen? Hallelujah. But we have to start to change some things. Praise God. So let's look at this. Let's go to Isaiah 55. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah chapter 55, and we're going to start with verse 6. Are you there?
Yes.
All right. It says this, seek the Lord while he may be found. Well, that's a good thing to do. You should be always seeking God. You should always be inquiring of the Lord. Amen. And call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord. Amen. And he will, this is what happens whenever you return to the Lord. He will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. So there's not anything that you or I could ever do that would cause God's love for us to wane. It's always going to be there. It's always going to be readily available to make amends. Amen. But we've got to forsake some things. We got to walk away from some things. Amen. We've got to start walking in the right direction. We can't, we can't take detours. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when you're a new believer, things like that can happen. Whenever you're doing, I've seen it, pastoring your church for 16 years, you see a lot of that. Amen. You see them and they're strong as all get out for a while, and then all of a sudden, one thing happens, and then now they're devastated, and then you build them back up and they get back on track again. Amen. But if this type of thing is still happening and you've been serving God for decades, there's something that needs to change immediately. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you see that? You got to forsake your ways. Amen. Now look at this in verse 8. This is all familiar stuff, so I'm not showing you anything you haven't seen before. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Well, goodness sakes, if that's true, which it is, because it's right here in the Word, if that's true, and it is true, then why in the world would we want to hold on to stuff we've been thinking? Amen. Because God himself is saying, look, if you come back to me, I'll forgive all that. You were out there, doing your silliness. Amen. Which is what it was. But he said, because everything that I have is higher than yours. So won't you come in where I'm at? Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There might be someone, how can we ever have God's thoughts then? They're so much higher than ours. His ways, we can't comprehend. See, they do use that as an excuse so they don't have to change. Amen? When Jesus himself, you know, whenever he was speaking to the people in parables, you remember that? I think it's Mark 4, I believe. He was speaking to people in parables, you know, doing this and that, and his disciples asked, why are you talking to them in parables? And here's the reason why. He said, basically because they don't want to know. But he said, but to you it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. How many children of God do I have in the house tonight? Well, look at that. Oh, my heavens. Wow. I'm preaching to the choir now. Hallelujah. But the thing of it is, you and I can have this. Because Jesus himself said, you can know the mysteries. Everybody else, it's going to be foolishness to them. But to you, I mean, it's your bread and butter. It's everything you need. You don't have to have anything else. All I need is God's word. You understand what I'm saying? So you and I can know this. These are not, you know, veiled mysteries or, you know, beyond our comprehension. It is beyond our natural comprehension. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, you can understand all things that God is. Isn't that wonderful? That's wonderful. And all you have to do is to walk in the light and fellowship with him. Amen. You may not be perfect. Who is? I'm not perfect in it. Amen. But I try. And if I realize, wait a minute here, and this actually was a wake-up call for me. God does that sometimes. He'll have me preach something to you, but actually it's for me. Yeah. Hallelujah. So whenever I preach to you next time, I say, boy, Pastor Jerry must have, oh, he was really needing this. Amen. Hallelujah. But we can know the mysteries. We can know all the secrets. Hallelujah. You know, you share things with people you love. And Pastor was just talking about that this intense love that he has for us, he had to do something. Well, what did he do for us? He revealed to us himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. He revealed himself to us. And everything about him, amen, is for you and I now. Hallelujah. It's not when you get to heaven, because you'll know it then. But you need it now. You need it at this time in your life. Amen. So you can be a success. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you know, it's really interesting to see how so many people they'll just look at things and just say, well, you know, I'll never be able to get that. I'll never be able to understand that. I'll never, you know. But why? He just said that we can know all things. All things have been given to us. Amen? All this revelation. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So it's very important for us to forsake some things. You know, the Apostle Paul, he's a prime example, and you can go ahead and turn to Philippians chapter 3. I'll turn there with you. Amen? He was, I mean, everything that he had it all. Right? Come on, can't you turn pages and listen at the same time? Amen. He had it all. He had everything that you could ever possibly want as a person in this world. He had the prestige, he had the honor, he had the power. Amen. He had the understanding of the scriptures that said that he was, you know, a Hebrew. And a Pharisee, amen? Let's just look at this in verse 3, Philippians 3:3. It says, for we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh, none whatsoever. Amen? None. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. So in other words, he's saying, yeah, you think you got it all together? You ain't seen nothing yet. Let me tell you and show you my pedigree. Amen? Yeah. In verse 5, it says this. It says, circumcised on the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew, of the Hebrews. That's pretty good stuff. Amen? Concerning the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. Concerning the righteousness which is in the law, he was blameless. Wow. Amen?
Amen.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There weren't too many people who argued about their stance versus Paul's stance. They just did. Amen? Because they knew. They knew everything about him. Amen? Hallelujah. So he was, you know, walking in some tall cotton. He was going after it. He was doing the things that need to be done. Amen? But look what he says then in verse 7. But what things were gained to me, these things I have counted loss for Christ. He had all that. Amen? And a lot of people, they strive for that type of stuff. They strive for the attention. They strive for the position. Amen? But he says, that means nothing to me now. I count it all loss for Christ. Yet, indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. Amen? You think about what he was doing, persecuting the church, or having, you know, men and women arrested that were Christians, getting all of these letters together from all of these officials so that he can go and do even more damage. But yet, what happens on the road to Damascus? Amen? What does it say happened? It says that a light shone on him from heaven. A light shone on him from heaven. Amen? And now all of a sudden, when Jesus speaks to him out of that light, it changed everything. It changed his whole perspective. It changed his whole direction. Amen? Why? Because the light shone on him. The same light that you and I can walk in. Amen? That we can fellowship. Hallelujah. You know, God could have used that light to strike him dead, but he didn't. He used it to change him forever. He used it to cause him to become the man of God that he wanted him to be. It changed everything, amen? It changed his calling. It changed his perspective on everything around him. No longer did he see bitterness and hatred toward Christians. Now he only saw them in love. Isn't that amazing? Just from the light shining. The light of God. Just shining on you. Hallelujah. Praise God. When God's light is shining, don't get out your umbrella, okay? Let it hit you full force. Let it knock you off your horse. Amen? That's what it's for. To change who you and I are. Amen? So he says, all these things, he said, everything that I've done, I've worked my whole life to get to this point. Amen? But the thing of it is that if you worked your whole life to get to the point where you're at, it's going to be up to you to maintain what you got. Because you have no one else to count on. Because everybody else is out to get you. You understand what I'm saying? Climbing the corporate ladder is not the coolest thing. Because there's always someone there with just as much treachery than what you may have had. But if you allow God to promote you, If you allow God to lift you up, amen, then he's the one who's going to keep you there. He's the one who's going to keep you there. You don't have to work yourself crazy, amen, working hours on end, days on end, weekends, never seeing your family. Amen. Hallelujah. I'd rather have the peace of mind of serving God than anything else. Amen. Than a six-figure income or whatever. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? It's so important for us to get our priorities straight here. And the only way you can do that is when you start to get rid of some of your thoughts, some of your ways, some of your inclinations against on stuff. Amen? Hallelujah. So, you know, Paul had all this stuff going on. It was great. He was loving it. He enjoyed it. But when he got a hold of something that was bigger than him, and it's always going to have to be that way, you're going to have to get a hold of something or someone bigger than yourself. Amen? Knowing full well there's no way you can do that. Not even with all your education. Amen? Not even as smart as James is. Yeah, he agreed right off. Amen? Hallelujah. But there's someone bigger than him. Amen? And it's in the form of Mona. Yeah. Amen. I had to get that in. I'm sorry.
You're doing so well.
Yeah. Amen. He'll pay me back. That's all right. Hallelujah. We come to expect that, haven't we, brother? Amen. Hallelujah. So we got to start taking the initiative to start doing things differently, laying hold of things that God has spoke to us. Now, I'm kind of going to shift gear here a little bit, and I'm going to talk about now walking into light that you already have. Amen? Walking into light that you already have. So I'm kind of doing a twofold thing here. But it's so important for us to understand that God is light, and if we fellowship with him, that light comes on to inside of us. Amen? You know, Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 5 that, you know, we are the light of the world, right? And it says that we're a city on a hill, and we're not supposed to put our light under a bushel, right? We're supposed to put on a lampstand so everybody can see.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so we start to gain some understanding. I mean, you know, I have more spiritual understanding now than I did 32 years ago. Not a whole lot, but I do have some. Amen? See, I'm like Brother Hagin. He said, you know, the more you think you know, the more you realize that you don't know. And you're better off having that type of attitude all the time. Amen. Because I've seen some so-called spiritual giants. Amen? And they know it all. Just ask them. They'll tell you. They've done this, and it, their favorite word is I. I've done this. I've done that. I've been here. I've been there. God has used me in this. Amen? And that's all wonderful. Hallelujah. But if there's no humility involved in any of this, it's not going to last for long. But you got to take what you got and build on that. Amen? Hallelujah. All right, let's look at this in... did I tell you to go to 2 Timothy 3? I probably didn't, but go there. 2 Timothy... Hallelujah. Are you getting anything out of this?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. All right. Now look at this. Paul telling Timothy in chapter 3, verse 14, it says, but you must continue in the things which you have learned. You must continue in them. You don't learn something and then just throw it aside. Amen. See, See, that's what happens. And hey, I'm not knocking higher education, okay? I'm not knocking that. But they teach you so much junk that you'll never use in your life. You'll never use it. Amen? And there's just that little bit of stuff in there that's what you should, that should have been your whole educational process right there. Amen? So it says you got to continue in the things that you have already. Don't be, you know, trying to grab new revelation all the time or following someone who's always got a new revelation. Just stick with the things that you know at the moment and get proficient in them. That's where a lot of people make that's their downfall. Amen? They're not proficient in what they already have. They've learned it. I know that. Pastor, you probably heard people, you know, you counsel on, I know that. You know, no, they didn't. They couldn't have, or they wouldn't have been in there. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's just the simple truth. Amen. You've got to use what you have now and get real good at it. Amen. Get real good at it. And whenever you're ready, God will give you something else. Brother Copeland said this one time. He said, if God's not moving in your life, he said, go back to the last thing he told you to do and see if you did it or not. Amen. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of truth in that. Amen. You got to go back to the last thing he told you. What did you do with it? Amen. And don't be concerned about someone else, you know, leaving you in the dust with all their spiritual knowledge. They probably know less than you do. Because they're always wanting to gain something. They have itching ears and are looking for teachers to teach them something. Amen? But yet they're not doing anything. They're not proficient in anything. Hallelujah. That's the thing. That's the thing that is going to be your determining factor as to what happens in your life. You believe that or not? Come on. Help me out here. So it says, but you continue, you must continue into things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. Amen. So whenever you're taught something, put it to use. Put it into action. Amen. Hallelujah. But you know, it says that faith without action is dead, or corresponding action. Amen. Faith without works is dead. Yeah. Hallelujah. So what you get incorporated into your life, it may be a simple thing. It may not be a big thing. The only little simple things are the things that mean the most. Amen. And work on them. Hallelujah. And keep after them. Praise God. Let's look at this. And I've got just a little bit more time. Let's go and look at this in Hebrews chapter 2. Praise the Lord. Walk in the light that you have. Start there. That's what you're going to build on. Amen. You got to have a foundation to build your life on. And the first things that God, you know, whenever I got born again and I started coming to a full gospel church, everything was new to me. Everything. I mean, I had no idea that's how a church-going person, see, I didn't even at that time know what a believer was. A church-goer. That's how they're supposed to act? That's what they're supposed to do? It was all new to me, and it was wonderful. Amen. I mean, I couldn't get enough, and I still can't get enough, but I find myself, step back here. Are you putting into practice everything you already know? There you go. Amen? Hallelujah. So let's look at this. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, I'm going to read this out of the Amplified Bible. It says, since all this is true, we ought to pay much more closer attention than ever to the truths that we have heard. You've got to start listening closer to the things you already know. Amen? What happens if you don't? Well, then we drift past them and they slip away. Do you see that? It's not that they slip away, we slip away. We're not doing the thing that we're supposed to be doing. Amen? We got to pay the more earnest heed now. Hallelujah. Just start digging in. Start, you know, if you've taken notes and stuff, start going back through your notes and stuff. Whenever you wrote that down, it must have meant something to you or you wouldn't have wrote it down. Start with that. Amen? And go from there. And just start building. Start reacting. Start acting. Amen? On the things that you are doing. Praise God. Always be ready to put into practice everything. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 3. We're going to go through some stuff here real quick. Ephesians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Are you there? We're going to start with verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. So you've got a good family name. Amen. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. In other words, strengthening your spirit by his spirit. Amen. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height. That word comprehend there is a really, really, really good word. It means this. It means to have skillful, trained, working knowledge. Skillful, trained, working knowledge. Amen? Our heads get so full of stuff that we can't dissect what we may have some kind of understanding of and what things are just there and hit us into faith. No, he says you've got to have skillful and training your senses, amen, and knowledge that works for you. Knowledge that's going to cause things to happen. Does that make sense? It must, because Paul put it in here. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:15 says this. It says, be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing it. Amen. You get that from walking into light. You get that from fellowshipping with God. You get that from listening to his word. You get that from putting into practice everything that you've heard so far. Amen. Hallelujah. It almost sounds too simple, but yet we have muddied the water so much. Amen. And in some cases, myself included, just got a little lazy when it comes to the things that we already knew. Hallelujah. Well, that would, you know, I heard that, you know, in the 1990s. I know it. And you're still not doing anything with it. You're 30 years, you know, behind the curve here. You understand what I'm saying? We've got to start looking at things differently. Walking in his light. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, yeah. The Lord spoke this to me a few years back. Hallelujah. He said this. He said, stay patient. He said, stay in faith and keep doing what you're doing. And he said, all will pay off. Amen. Stay patient, stay in faith. And the last part is the part that, to me, really resonates with me. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't look for something new. Just do what you've always been doing. Amen. Hallelujah. You keep doing what you're doing until you have victory. Then maybe you can go on to something different. But you just keep doing what you're doing. Amen? Anytime that I've gotten disheartened about how quickly things I thought ought to be happening, and my way is always, let's do it yesterday.
Yes.
Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I read that because I've got that on my desk where I study at. I wrote it out, and there it is. And I thought, yeah, you know what? God's in no hurry. Well, yeah, but isn't... I mean, we're in the last moments of the last day. Yeah, he knows that. He's the one who set the time for it. Amen? And he's going to get it all done. But the thing of it is, are we going to be part of what he's doing? Amen. That's the only clincher thing there that we got to think about. Just keep doing what you're doing. Just settle down. Be at ease. Amen. Yeah, but no. Let's not do that. Just stay calm. Stay calm. Amen. Keep doing what you've been doing. As long as it's according to the word of God, as long as it's according to the will of God, God is okay with that. Amen? Just keep doing it. Don't change. Don't change in midstream. Amen? Hallelujah. Just keep doing it that way. Keep doing it. Amen? If you've been sowing seed for something, keep sowing seed. But believing that, just like Pastor was saying, you know, the harvest has come. Put the sickle in now too. You can sow and reap at the same time. Amen. Just keep things moving forward all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me see. What else do we have here? I've just got, well, let me tell you this, and you know this one. Psalm 119:130, it says that the entrance of your word gives light. And it gives understanding to the simple. You can't get any simpler than me. I need lots of help. Amen. Hallelujah. No, I'm. This is not a joke. I'm telling you. I need a lot of help.
Amen. He's waiting for an amen, everybody.
Oh. Amen. Yeah. You're right. I can see it. Amen. But it says that it gives direction. To the people's simple, amen, of little understanding. It's not, you know, there's no, bringing you down. It's just that, hey, you know, we're sort of like, you know, Ernest T. Bass, you know, we're not stupid, we're just ignorant. Just ignorant. Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So we just need something to keep us moving forward. Amen. God is good at that. Praise God. He is so good at that. You know, it said this. I'll just kind of read this to you. In John 16, Jesus said, I have many things that I wish to tell you, but you cannot bear them at this time. Amen. That word bear is an interesting word. It means to walk in. You can't walk in now. But he didn't leave them like that. He said, but when the Spirit comes, when the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to, not speak of himself, but he's going to reveal to you, amen, everything that you need. Well, we don't have to wait for that any longer. If you're a believer, the Holy Spirit's on the inside of you.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And you can walk in these things now. You don't have to wait. They had to wait. But you and I don't have to. It's already been done. It's already here. For us now. Amen? Isn't that good? Now, I tell you what, that's good stuff. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to give you one more scripture. And let's look, let's see. Let's go to Philippians again, chapter 1. Hallelujah. This is my closing. Praise God. And if I don't close now, just get up and walk out. Don't you dare. Amen. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 1, are you there?
Yes.
Verse 3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in prayer of mine, making request for you with all joy. For your fellowship, there's that fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Now look at this. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. There you go. He's going to complete it, even if it takes up to the day that Jesus returns. Which, of course, we all know that's exactly how it's going to happen. It'll take that. Amen? Because there is so much to this walking into light. There is so much that you and I have to assimilate. Amen? And get into us, praise God. But he says, I am confident of this, that it's going to get done. You are going to be the man and woman of God that God has always wanted you to be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's good. I mean, that makes me happy. Just thinking that he took a mess who I was. Amen. And I was about as big a mess as you can get. And he loved me out of everything that was wrong with me. And that's real good. Amen. I thank him almost every day. Hallelujah. Lord, you're so good to me.
Yeah.
Amen. He's just so good. Yes, amen. So walking in the light is not some, you know, pie in the sky thing that, well, maybe I can get there, maybe I can't. No, you can. And no, yes, you will. It's not going to be something that's going to pass you by. If you fellowship with him, you always have it. Amen.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.